Nishida shortens up very well with two strikes and does a great job of going to the opposite field. Deep in the box, another off-speed, spun in at 81 on the outer third, and fouled away. Back-to-back splitters by Cade Keeler. When he's at his best, he has plus command of that split change, and it is far and away his best swing and miss pitch. Nishida doesn't strike out very often, just three punch-outs in five games. 1-2 once again. Line down the right field corner and falling fair for a base hit. Into the corner as Grady goes to dig it out. Nishida wrestling around second. He's looking for three, and he slides in safely with a leadoff triple. Splitter hung just a little bit, and Nishida guiding it into the right field corner where nobody was. Grady had to play it all the way towards the wall. And the leadoff man reaches and reaches scoring position as Nishida now has 8 hits in 17 tries. Albertson Essien's up to the 2 spot with Ryan Galaney getting a rare day off. Corners in. Kanapolis first pitch swinging for Essien. Bouncer out to short. Lakehair Figueroa's only play is at first. And 2 batters in. The Cannonballers have a 1-0 lead. 4th game in the last 5 that Pat Leland's squad has scored in inning number 1. Cannonballers immediately off to a great start. Riku Nishida, another hit that's less than 85 miles an hour off the bat. He just perfectly placed a soft line drive that kept rolling into the corner. And he's been phenomenal at just guiding the ball into the correct location. Splitter at the top of the zone does not get the call on the red-hot Caden Connor. Hitting .311 this year with 4 homers and 39 RBIs. That run batted in total 2nd in the Carolina League behind only Fredericksburg's Brandon Pimentel. Connor, a 19th round pick out of Cal State Fullerton, has appeared in all 6 games just as Nishida has. Ahead 2-0 on Keeler, who's back in the windup. Fastball fouled away. Came right down the center. Connor 9 for 22 with a couple homers and 8 runs driven in this week. The combination of Nishida, Galaney, and Connor at the top has been nearly unstoppable, and Riku already setting the table and scoring run number 44 on the season. Softly hit to first base. Wilver Dung steps up, steps on the bag, and just in time. Nearly got spiked by Caden Connor hustling down that line. Verdung and Connor have had some words a couple times this week, but no ill will harbored on that one for out number 2. Take a look at the Green Jacket defense this evening. Robert Gonzalez in left, Isaiah Drake in center, Jace Grady in right. That's been the A-team outfield since Drake got back. Olsowski and Verdung on the corners, Figueroa and Luis Sanchez up the middle, with Dawson Diamond catching for the 2nd time in 3 games. Luis Pineda, the catcher, swings at a first pitch heater on the inner third and fouls it back. Pineda hitting an even 200, but has shown good power this season. Left the yard 3 times. Does have some swing and miss in his appearance, though. Keeler from the third base side of the rubber. Misses just outside to the righty. Righty-righty matchup. There's only a couple lefties in this lineup, and we've already seen both of them. Nishida and Connor, the only 2 southpaws. It's a very righty-heavy roster in both hitters and pitchers for Kanapolis. Slider was dropped by Dawson Diamond, but it found the zone regardless, 1-2. Looked like Diamond just tried to close the glove a bit too prematurely. Finds the corner, ball and 2 strikes on Pineda. 1 run already home against Keeler. Looking to limit the damage. Softly hit to the right side of the infield. Will Verdung is there. This time he flips to Keeler, and Keeler's able to find the bag in time. The leadoff triple for Nishida, and then 3 straight ground balls, the first of which puts the Cannonballers in front 1-0. It'll be the lefty Lucas Gordon taking a look at Drake and the rest of the Green Jacket hitters when we return to SRP Park on Memorial Day weekend.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps.
Green Jacket lineup remains unchanged at the top. Isaiah Drake, Jace Grady, Drew Compton in the top three with Wilver Dung back in the cleanup position. Luis Sanchez, fifth. Lakehair Figueroa, sixth. Robert Gonzalez, Dawson Diamond, and Joe Olsovsky. Round out the order against the southpaw Lucas Gordon. 1-1 with a 2-1-2 ERA for the sixth round pick out of Texas. Facing the Green Jackets for the second time. His only loss of the year has come against Augusta. Isaiah, first pitch swinging, softly hit to second base. A routine play for Javier Mora to welcome him into the ballgame. One pitch, one out. Outfield for the Cannonballers. Connor Logan and Asian left to right. Across the infield, it's Arcy Hernandez, Ryan Burrows, Javier Mora, and Mikey Kane, with the catcher being Luis Pineda for the second time. Green Jackets have struggled immensely with lefties. It's been a unique problem all season long. Green Jackets has a team hitting just 160 against southpaws. Fastball missing just inside. From the lefty against the switch hitter, Jace Grady. Fastball, changeup, curveball, and cutter for the lefty. Gordon working quickly off the end of the bat towards first. It's grabbed by Mikey Kane and back-to-back ground balls to the opposite side. Two up, two down on just three pitches. Gordon, when he's keeping his efficiency at the plus level, is very difficult to barrel up. Gets into a rhythm, works fast, mixes speeds and mixes locations. And he's at his best when he gets a lot of early contact. Did have a career-high 9 strikeouts in his only appearance against Augusta this year. Drew Compton from the right side, second consecutive switch hitter. He'll take a changeup at the top of the zone, strike one. Lefty kicks and deals, second straight changeup. That's been Compton's kryptonite from both sides of the dish. He's out in front. No balls and two strikes. Gordon looking to make short work of the first inning after he got an early lead, a 1-0 game in favor of Kannapolis. 0-2, third straight changeup in the other batter's box. Compton hitting 2-for-12 against lefties and hitting .307 against righties. There's really only one hitter in this roster who hits lefties better than righties, and that's been Joe Olsovsky. Ripped into left field and down for a base hit. Drew Compton has his third hit of the season against the southpaw. He's got a hit for a third straight game. And Augusta has their first base runner with Compton's fourth hit of the week. Compton on, got himself a hanging, looked like a cutter, and came right down the middle. Wilver Dung digs in from the right side, trying to break out of a 1-for-12 slump he's on here. Started 5 of 6 games this week and takes the first pitch changeup below the knees. Gordon loves to use his changeup, especially against right-handed hitters. It's been his go-to out pitch against opposite-handers. Verdung a tad late on the fastball, 1-1. Comes in at 92. Gordon will work anywhere from 90 to 93 from the left side with good arm side run moving away from righties. Very short lead for Compton. Verdung barrels one out to medium deep center field. It's carrying in the warm sun, and it's off the track and down to the wall. Compton will be ran around third. Mora's throw to the plate is not in time. It's an RBI double for Will Verdung on a ball that just kept carrying over the head of Drake Logan. Verdung's 7th RBI of the season knots us back up at 1. A changeup that hung Verdung off the bat. The only question was whether or not the speedy Drake Logan could get there in time. Logan was playing a tad shallow, and he pays the price. Verdung's first extra base hit of the week brings Luis Sanchez up with a chance for the Green Jackets to take an early lead. Verdung being held on at second by Javier Mora. Sanchez a soft ground ball to third for Arcy Hernandez. Low throw is dug out by Mikey Kane. Just in time to get Sanchez. A pair of two-out hits. Compton the single, Verdung the double. And we're deadlocked at one after one with both sides striking initially.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet fula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Both sides putting themselves on the scoreboard in the first. Green Jackets in the red, Cannonballers in the navy. As Augusta, usually every Friday home game, there it's a Braves BuzzFest day where we wear these jerseys in honor of the parent ball club, part of the continued relationship between Atlanta and Augusta. That game got rained out, so it's a Braves BuzzFest Sunday here at SRP Park on a positively gorgeous day for baseball, 91 and sunny at first pitch. Drake Logan leading off the top of the second, taking a fastball just high. Home plate umpire is Garrett Nelson. William Pascal has the field. Nelson was added as an umpire just yesterday in favor of Andrew Schrock, who took a foul ball off the helmet and concussion protocol as difficult to clear for umpires as it is for players. Fastball in the corner to even the count. So Nelson takes the plate for the second time in 3 days. 1-1 from Keeler is just upstairs. Nelson generally true to form, relatively consistent yesterday when we saw him. Maybe a tad wide outside to righties and a little bit short. Will not give you the letters very often, but you will get the knees. Logan ahead 2-1. The center fielder takes a breaking ball, a half ball off the outside corner. And right on cue, Nelson expands to even the count. Infield shifting ever so slightly to the pole side. Robert Gonzalez, the left fielder, way in deep left center field. Giving up the left field line and the right center gap. There's a lot of outfield grass to cover here at SRP Park. And Logan fouls a high fastball away to stay alive. SRP Park, 330 to left, 395 to center, and 318 to right. 2-2 from Logan. Splitter, strike three. Right to the inside corner. Keeler's got his first strikeout of the day. Logan goes down looking. And that leads off the top of the second. Keeler using that splitter early and often. Don't often see it this quickly against right-handers in the first time through the order. But that sets down Logan, and here comes Ryan Burrows. Burrows at shortstop for the fifth game out of six. Takes a slider just outside. Fastball 92-93 for Cade Keeler. Both the splitter and the slider sit 84-85. Keeler stutters from the windup and the fastball. A little bit too far off the outside corner. Dawson Diamond not attempting to bring that one back. Diamond loves to work a good frame. He'll try to bring that ball in as soon as it crosses the dish, but did not warrant that one worthy of consideration. Fastball a little too far off the outside corner, down to 90 on the gun, and Keeler's behind 3-0 on the patient Burrows. Burrows 3-for-18 this week, looking to be the first base runner of the second inning. And he's swinging mightily on a 3-0 pitch, comes up empty, and in fact he swung so hard that the bottom hand on the bat came flying off. Started the swing with two hands, ended up with one, and it was just the top half. Still ahead 3-1, Keeler working quickly and finds the inside corner with a fastball. Burrows tried to sell it, Took a couple steps across the width of the plate as if he had ball four. He did not, and the count goes full. Arxie Hernandez on deck. Keeler from the windup, and it's hustled foul down the right field line. Both pitchers looking for their first zero after Keeler and Gordon each traded a one spot allowed. Keeler a leadoff triple from Riku Nishida and a subsequent ground out from Albertson Asian, allowing the Cannonballers to get on the board. But Augusta equalizing in the bottom half. 3-2 fastball, hard hit to second base. Luis Sanchez was on the grass and makes the catch on one hop. Over to first for the second out of the inning. Green Jackets got their run in the bottom of the first, a two-out single from Drew Compton and a two-out double from Will Verdung. Center fielder Drake Logan was playing in left center field. He went over and then back two-thirds of the triangle and instead of taking the straight line, and it was over his head, one hopping off the wall. Arxie Hernandez has had a great week, 6-for-15 to raise his average by 20 points. Up to 224 on the campaign, he's in front of a slider. Keeler looking comfortable, starting to settle in, has retired five straight after Nishida began the day with the triple. Breaking ball popped out of play over top of the Cannonballer dugout on the first base side. The script is the same but flipped as you would see at Atrium Health Ballpark. Kannapolis, much as they are at home, they're in the first base dugout, but that's the visitor side here at SRP. Fastball a little bit too far out for ball one. Up to 95 on the gun as Keeler rearing back for just a tad more. Trying to retire the side in order in the second. Keeler's 1-2. Slider is hit well out to deep left field. Gonzalez looking up, and that ball is gone. A long home run from Arxie Hernandez, his second of the year. Puts the Cannonballers right back in front. Splitter hung just a tad, and Hernandez did not miss it. Fifth RBI of the week, 16th of the year, ends up 402 feet away to deep left center field, off the Phoenix printing sign just to the right of the video board. Arxie knew it off the bat. Some power from the bottom of the order puts Kannapolis back in front. Slider just outside. Keeler's splitter is great right on right, but he has to bury it. Did not do so there and paid the price. Mikey Kane ahead 1-0. Kane at first base today. Can show off some versatility playing corner infield or corner outfield. He'll bounce it softly towards third. Going to be a tough play for Olsovsky. Bare hand, not in time. Olsovsky was playing deep down the third base line. Mikey Kane runs very well in back-to-back two-out base runners after Keeler was on cruise control. Javier Mora's hitting in the 9th spot, 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts in his only game played of the week. That was back on Tuesday. So Mora bookending the week with appearances, saw Fuentes on Tuesday, now Keeler on a Sunday, and the fastball is a little bit too far off the outside corner. Keeler's velocity continuing to vary, as low as 90, as high as 95. Kane a short lead at first, takes a fastball back at the plate for Mora, and another arm side miss for Cade Keeler. When he has missed, that's been the direction. Fastball is being pulled to the glove side. Keeler shaking off a bit of rust. On the inside corner with the splitter, and that's strike one. Pat Leland doesn't like it at third base. The manager dug out. A cacophony of disagreement as well. Target was out. The pitch came in. Diamond didn't make it look good, but it did cross the corner. Mora goes chasing the splitter to run the count to 2-2. 2 balls and 2 strikes with 2 outs in the second. Cannonballers leading 2-1. Everybody has scored 1 run in the 3 half innings we've played. Mora trying to keep the line moving. Keeler from the stretch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. 2 strikeouts in the inning, but Arxie Hernandez's 2-out solo home run brings the Cannonballers back in front. It's 2-1 in the middle of the second as Lucas Gordon returns, trying to put up the first zero of the day.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest green jacket styles available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Once again, Lucas Gordon has a lead. 2-1 in the bottom of the second. Kannapolis a run in each of their first two frames. Wilver Dung got Augusta on the board in the first, and Lake Hare Figueroa leads off the bottom of the second. First pitch from the lefty Gordon misses outside at 91 with the fastball. Also has a curve change in cutter, and we've seen all four already. Gordon made short work of the first two men he faced, and then ran into a bit of trouble in the middle of the order. Cuts one inside to even the count on Lake Hare Figueroa, who's been back on the roster along with Isaiah Drake for about a week. Returned off the injured list from a hamstring injury that cost him a month of the season. 2-0 changeup, Figgy swinging away, and he's out in front. Lake here, not only does his return add depth to the lineup and give you more versatility and a longer bench, Lake here can play three infield spots. He's also DH this season. Hit towards the left side, straight through the hole between Hernandez and Burrows, and Lake here, Figueroa's got his third hit of the week. Figueroa shakes off an 0-for yesterday with a hit in his first at-bat, guiding a changeup through the drawn-in infield. Arcee was playing even with the bag in case there was a bunt. Corey Wall is stretching in the bullpen for the Green Jackets. Cade Keeler getting a little bit of trouble early. And you'd like to see how long he can go, but Wall's been brought down from Rome today with the express point of pitching in this ballgame and potentially adding some length. First pickoff move of the day from Gordon keeps Figueroa close. Snap tag from Kane, not quite in time. Robert Gonzalez will be the second of two lefties in this lineup against Gordon. First pitch cutter missing outside at 92. Gordon brought the leg straight up in the air, had an eye on Figueroa to see whether or not he would go. Gordon, a lefty that likes to go up at 90 degrees and sometimes decide in midair whether he's going to pick off or come home. Coming home all the way here and nearly caught a piece. Robert Gonzalez had to dive out of danger, 2-0. Robert's in left field. He's seen more time in left than center since Drake got back, but when you have Gonzalez, Drake, and Grady out there, that's three center fielders at former or current stages. 2-0 to Gonzalez, takes it on the outside corner. Late run back with the fastball. Gonzalez had gave up on it. Manager Winston Sawyer coaching third, runs through the signs, and bench coach Connor Justice, who's the first base coach, is in the ear of Figueroa. Gordon from the stretch, a long look at Figueroa, and misses outside with the breaking ball. Yanked the off-speed too far to the glove side, 3-1. Sun starting to set behind the first baseline. Gonzalez in the shadows, along with the first baseman Kane and the runner Figueroa. Everybody else still in sun. Second pickoff of the at-bat, and a reminder with the pace of play rules. You are allotted two pickoffs per at-bat to one singular base. So if Gordon picks over a third time, he has to be successful or it's a balk. 3-1, runner going. Gonzalez takes it downstairs, ball four. Figueroa got a good jump, but it's all for naught. Back-to-back men reaching against Lucas Gordon to start the inning. And that brings the catcher, Luis Pineda, out for his first visit of the day. Two aboard and nobody out for Dawson Diamond, who went 1-for-3 in yesterday's first game of the doubleheader. It was Diamond's first start behind the plate here in Augusta in 2024. Jacob Godman went on the injured list after Tuesday's ball game with a thumb issue. Jose Marcano went up to Rome, the utility man. That brought Diamond down from Rome. He spent all of last year here in Augusta and a familiar and welcome presence back at SRP Park. Figueroa at second, Gonzalez at first. Good speed with both runners. Diamond takes a changeup on the outside corner. Gordon, Los Angeles native, went to school in UT. That's the University of Texas for you SEC folks that want to claim Tennessee as the rightful UT. Y'all can hash that out come September. Diamond hammers one off our window. That was just a few feet up in front of us and ricochets into the suite just to our right. Diamond providing early souvenirs in his first at bat. Was right on a fastball, but a little bit underneath it and spins it the wrong direction. Lucas Gordon ahead 0-2. Figueroa a very big lead and time is called. It was asked for at the plate. Believe it was Diamond rather than Pineda. Patrick Leland asking questions from the dugout. A quick confirmation from home plate umpire Garrett Nelson of where the timeout came from. Javier Mora, the second baseman, holding Figueroa on, but he's still far off. Diamond, 0-2, swing and a miss. Chasing the changeup off the outside corner. That'll be Gordon's first strikeout of the night. Diamond down swinging for a big out number one. Joe Olsovsky has hit lefties better than just about anybody on this roster in a very small sample size. Olsovsky 5-for-8 this year since being activated at the end of April. Back into a bench roll with Figueroa here. This will be his third start of the week. He takes a changeup on the outside corner. There was a period there where Olsovsky was playing in 5 or all 6 games of every series. The ability to play all 4 positions on the infield gave some versatility to Winston Sawyer's lineup. Takes a fastball right around the outer edge, close enough for Garrett Nelson to give the call. Back-to-back batters behind 0-2 on a changeup and fastball. The order was changeup, fastball, changeup to retire Diamond on 3 pitches. We'll see how he goes after Olsovsky. Looking for his first hit of the week. And Gordon will step off and pantomime a throw to second. That's an old Division I rule. NCAA made it so if you stepped off, you had to at least fake a throw and make a baseball move or else it was a balk. You got one warning, and then that was all she wrote. 0-2. Fastball outside, trying to run it past Olsovsky at 93. A good take from the righty. And if nothing else, the Green Jackets are forcing Lucas Gordon to throw a few extra pitches here in this contest in inning number 2. Cannonballers leading the Green Jackets 2-1 as they look for their 5th win in 6 tries here in their only trip to SRP Park this season. That's the second step off. That's the second disconnection. So even though he didn't actually pick over on either of them, that's all you're allotted. So the next one has to be an out. Figueroa not going. 1-2 fastball in on the hands, and Olsovsky stays alive. It took Cade Keeler 39 pitches to get through 2 innings. That's part of why you saw Corey Wall starting to loosen, at least in terms of stretching. Gordon has thrown 27 pitches here with an inning and a third under his belt. 1-2 to Olsovsky. Change up low and outside. Slowed the arm down a little bit too much, and it never threatened the zone. Leadoff man Isaiah Drake is on deck. He grounded out to second on the first pitch he saw. Good speed at both bases. Nobody holding Gonzalez on at first. Figueroa off of second, and Olsovsky's late on the fastball. Half-hearted swing from Olsovsky on a heater up top at 92. He's late. Back-to-back strikeouts after Figueroa and Gonzalez reached, and the Green Jackets will need something special from Isaiah Drake to extend this inning. Infield playing Drake slightly to the opposite direction. Albertson Essien's over towards right center, and now he'll move a bit closer to the line. Asian has the best arm of the three outfielders, although Logan and Connor both have decent arms out there. Drake fouls a fastball back off the netting behind home plate. Drake digs in from the left side in the lefty-lefty matchup. 0-for-1 today. He's 1-for-9 against lefties this year. Figueroa now being held by Ryan Burrows. Slider kept close. Pineda, a pinball block went from the kneecap, off the foot, the glove, the bare hand, just keeping it close in any way he could and never far enough for Figueroa to go to third. Lake here with good speed. If the ball goes to the outfield in left or center, you feel like there's a decent chance for him to score. A Cian is a different story. We've seen what Albertson can do with the ball in his hand. Very big lead at second on the 1-1. Pitch to Isaiah Drake is at the top of the zone and called a strike. Drake started the hands but did not swing, and it found the letters anyway. After a leadoff single and walk, Gordon one strike away from punching out the next three and stranding a pair to keep Kannapolis in front. 1-2. Slider, strike three. That cut slider finds the outside corner. Drake's down looking. Three straight strikeouts in the second to post the first zero for either pitcher. Cannonballers up 2-1 after two.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Cade Keeler back out for the top of the third. Took just shy of 40 pitches to get through two innings. Keeler struck out two, allowed three hits, and two runs in that time period. Back at the top of the order, Riku Nishida leading off the third, hoping to replicate what he did back in the first when Riku had a two-strike triple into the right field corner and scored one pitch later on an Albertson-Asian ground ball. Kannapolis up 2-1. They've won 4 of 5 in the series and on a getaway day, trying to exit with four consecutive victories to round out the week. First pitch fastball misses low from Keeler. Green Jackets had movement in the bullpen in the form of Corey Wall, but he has yet to actually get off and throw a pitch. Nishida launches one out to deep right center field. Grady going back to the track, and he makes the play just in front of the wall. Fastball middle in. Nishida showing off a bit of untapped power there, trying to find that well in right center where the fence juts in towards home plate, but came up a bit short. Riku's 1-for-2. Albertson Asian had the RBI ground out. 22nd RBI of the summer for him. Second look at Cade Keeler. Slider down the center. Keeler still in the sun. At least for another inning or so, he'll have the advantage of utilizing the shadows as Asian has to watch the ball from light to darkness. Off speed looked like it slipped out of the hand and misses below the knees. Splitter came knuckling in towards the kneecaps and then took a quick dive underneath the legs of Dawson Diamond. Keeler from the windup, a 1-1 outside. Fastball's been 90-93 in this inning. He's shown as high as 95 today. Two arms in the bullpen that are fresh and recently added to the roster, but Cade Keeler would be doing a great service to this organization if he can get through five or more. Asian pulls off of the slider, running the count to 2-2. Two-strike pitch from Keeler, a little bit too far outside. Fastball, slider, splitter. He's shown all three to righties and lefties. He's shown all three to Asian in this at-bat alone. Payoff pitch to the two-hole. Swing and a miss, strike three. Asian is punch-out victim number three. All have come in the last two innings. And it's the second consecutive frame in which Keeler retires the first two batters he sees. Caden Connor, a hard ground out to first in his only at bat. Verdung was able to beat him in a race to the bag. Connor from the left side. After this, it'll be six consecutive righties for Cade Keeler. Fastball missing just a little too far in on the left fielder, Connor. Connor can play first, left, center, and right, and has done all well. Splitter just off the outer edge. Lefties hitting a little bit better this year against Keeler compared to righties. 250 rather than 200 for righties entering today. Two of the three hits have come from the right side against Cade Keeler. Three straight misses. That one was the off-speed low and in, and Caden Connor's in the driver's seat. Connor has a decent number of walks, but he also has a lot of power and would not be surprised to see him have a green light here on the 3-0. Keeler can't concede. Knee-high fastball. Dropped it down to 88 there. Slowest pitch of the night. Still gets strike one. Luis Pineda's on deck if it gets that far. Keeler still looking for that first zero of the day. Cannonball is trying to add to the one-run lead, up 2-1 in the top of the third. 3-1 to Caden Connor. In the air to shallow right. Down the right field line, it's Verdung, the first baseman, going out, and he just runs out of real estate. Keeler's battle back from 3-0 to 3-2. Keeler gets a new baseball, but will wait for Verdung to return. Great crowd on a Sunday afternoon, 6 o'clock start with fireworks set to follow the ball game on Memorial Day weekend, and we've been treated to great weather to beat. On the ground at first, Verdung knocks it down, another three unassisted off the bat of Caden Connor. He's 0 for 2 today. It is a 1-2-3 inning for Cade Keeler, and there's the first zero for the Cannonballers offensively. It'll be Lucas Gordon looking for another defensive zero on the other half.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar. Highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar. More than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. Maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
2-3-4 for the
all season long. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your eggs.
2-3-4 for the Green Jackets in their Friday Braves BuzzFest uniforms. Grady Compton and Verdung getting their second look at Lucas Gordon. Three hits and a walk against Gordon with three strikeouts, but he's allowed just one run in two frames of action. Jace Grady, the switch hitter, digs in from the right side, trying to find his first hit from the right side of the year. Grady's 0 for 13 against lefties. Gordon's first pitch is a fastball just below the zone. Jace has had unseasonably strong struggles against left-handed arms, which is a bit interesting considering he's a switch hitter who developed initially as a righty and picked up the left side late in his youth. Ground ball to shortstop. Routine chance for Ryan Burrows. He has no problems recording out number one. Grady's quest for a hit against the lefty continues. He'll have to wait at least another eight batters for that to occur. Drew Compton had a hit the first of the game in the first and came around to score on Will Verdung's double. Lucas Gordon has retired four straight, including three on strikeouts since Robert Gonzalez walked with nobody out in the second. Compton, the second switch hitter in a row, takes a fastball a little bit off the outside edge, but still granting the call from Garrett Nelson. That's about as far off as we've seen Nelson go, a little over a ball off the corner. Compton not obliging on 0-1, a check swing. Appeal over to first did not go. A fastball nearly in the same location. It was chest high instead of belt high is the only difference. Compton even 1-1 after back-to-back fastballs from the southpaw. Gordon from the windup. In the air out to center field, Compton was underneath it. Drake Logan drifting back. There's out number two. Two up, two down in the third. Same thing happened in the first before Augusta found some offense. Will Verdung had that double that brought home Drew Compton. Compton and Gordon smiling at each other as he walked off the field. Certainly a pitch that Gordon is lucky to get away with, and Compton would like back. A hanging changeup down the center was well struck, but just underneath. Verdung takes a changeup in a better location, but it's below the knees. Will in from the right side. Infield is straight up. Outfield guarding the respective lines. Chop back towards the mound. One hop for the pitcher, Gordon. An underhand flip. And Gordon has retired six straight. Back-to-back zeros in the bottom two frames. Augusta on to the fourth. Trying to keep the line and the deficit at one.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday. Presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered.
Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too.
But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Luis Pineda leads off the top of the fourth. Noah Adcock-Howeth from SRP Park. Producer Wes Cooper and our whole crew getting you going on this getaway Sunday. Hope everybody can enjoy this weekend. Enjoy the day off tomorrow if you've got it. Green Jackets will. Cannonballers won't. They've got themselves a rare Monday game hosting the Columbia Fireflies before taking a day off Tuesday. Pineda takes a first pitch off speed just off the outside corner. Cade Keeler back out for his fourth inning of work. Keeler went 1-2-3 in the third. Out of the top of the order, he's got 4-5-6 in Pineda, Logan, and Burrows. And with that fastball, the count is even. Thigh high on Luis Pineda, who grounded out to first base and is only at bat so far. And is 2-for-14 with 5 strikeouts this week. Slider hit back up the box. Second baseman Sanchez was shifted to his right. He goes even further up the middle and makes the play. Five straight batters set down, dating back to the second inning for Cade Keeler. Drake Logan struck out looking. And the curious case of Drake Logan continues. 7-for-17 is a great week at the plate. There's no doubt about that. But the fact that all 10 outs have been strikeouts is a very unique situation indeed. You just don't see something like that where nothing put in play has been an out. If he makes contact, he's getting on base. First pitch fastball misses outside and high. Logan hitting 274 on the season as a whole. He'll step off. Cade Keeler will and ask for a new baseball. Logan providing good depth in the outfield, can play three positions and do it well at all three. Second season with the Cannonballers, and he'll take a pitch below the knees. Changeup coming in at 85 with that splitter. Logan drafted in the 19th round back in 2022 out of Shelton State Community College in Alabama. Had great numbers at Shelton before going in the second to last round in 2022. Fouls a high fastball back. 2-1 now on Logan. Drake riding a four-game hit streak and has been on base in eight consecutive ball games. There's been a lot of offensive production to go around this week from the Cannonballers, 1-9. Same pitch, same spot, same result, two foul balls away. Reliever Corey Wall had begun to stretch in the bottom of the second and again in the top of the third. He hasn't been up since. Not many Green Jacket relievers available. Used a total of 9 pitchers yesterday, 3 of which were position players. It's fouled into the seats down the third base line. Foul and still 2-2. Keeler moving the splitter and slider equally to righties and lefties alike. Pitch number 6 to Drake Logan. Keeler kicks and deals. Slider a little too far outside. Logan starting the hands, but able to hold up in plenty of time. He's run the count full on Cade Keeler. Top half in the sun, bottom half in the shade. Keeler kicks. 2-hop chop over to third base. Olsowski has to hurry the throw, and he gets it there in the nick of time. A half step ahead of Drake Logan, who was running hard. Olsowski had to wait back on the big bouncing ball, and as a result needed to muster all his arm strength to get that second out. Ryan Burrows 0-1 with a ground out. In from the right side, trying to break the spell. 7 straight men have been set down by Cade Keeler. Slider just below the knees, ball 1 to begin the day. 64 pitches for Cade Keeler through 3 2/3. Found himself some efficiency in his last two goes. Fastball off the outside corner, ball 2. Here in this second time through the order, Cade Keeler has fallen behind batters more often. But he's still been able to worm his way out of trouble. Just 2 strikeouts in 3 2/3. But save for the solo homer from Arxie Hernandez, there hasn't been a ton of loud contact. Fastball finds the corner, and now Corey Wall is up and throwing. Fastball chopped to shortstop. Lake Hare Figueroa waits back. Good stretch from Verdung. Back-to-back 1-2-3 innings for Cade Keeler. He's through 4 solid frames, just 2 runs allowed. Continuing to dance against Lucas Gordon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
3 innings of 1-run baseball for Lucas Gordon, the former Longhorn in his first full professional season, has been quite impressive as Corey Wall continues to throw in the bullpen for the Green Jackets. There's nobody in sight for Kannapolis. It's Gordon's game, and as it should be. Sanchez, Figueroa, and Gonzalez, 5-6-7, due up in the bottom of the fourth. Two runs, three hits for Kannapolis. One run, three hits for the Green Jackets. First pitch fastball misses outside. Swinging its way in at 91. Luis grounded out to end inning number one. Chopping a first pitch changeup to third base on a solid play from Arxi Hernandez. Gordon the windup and the deal just outside to run the count 2-0. Walls moving with pace. Haven't seen a handshake for Cade Keeler yet, but that does not mean his day is not done. Could certainly go either direction, and we'll know only when the top of the fifth begins. Sanchez ahead 2-0. Taking all the way, sees a center cut fastball. We mentioned it before, it's very unique how Sanchez, and it applies to Gonzalez as well at times too, it almost seems as if he predetermines how aggressive he's going to be in that at-bat. Popped into shallow right field, a late break for Albertson Asian, but he's able to get there in time to make the catch. A high looping line drive out to right, Asian didn't quite realize how fast it was falling, but a couple power steps inward, and that's the seventh straight batter retired by Lucas Gordon. Lakeair Figueroa began the second with a single through the left side. One for one on the day and the last man to draw a hit against the lefty Gordon. First pitch changeup to the outside corner. He started quite a few righties with that first pitch off speed. Figueroa holds the hands high behind the right ear, sees that one in with the cutter off the corner. Haven't seen the curveball very often for Gordon. He's listed with a curve and the cutter has worked like a slider almost, showing it more and more to righties in the second time through. Figueroa late on a fastball, looked like he might have caught a piece of it, but tipped it into the mitt. It's strike two, and Figueroa asks to use his timeout. Gordon, a sixth-round pick, came from the Longhorns after a very, very good season as one of the premier pitchers in the Big 12. In the dirt with a changeup to even the count. In Gordon's junior year, which was his final season out of three with the Longhorn program, he was 7-2 in 19 games with a 2.63 ERA. Over 100 innings, over 100 strikeouts. 2-2, Figueroa is chasing. There's strikeout number four through 3 2/3 here at the minor league level. Two up, two down in the fourth. The last man to reach base was Robert Gonzalez with a walk. Since then, not a soul against Gordon. Gonzalez will step up and try to replicate, extend the inning, maybe make something happen. It's been a good week for Robert Gonzalez. 2-for-9 with 5 walks, 4 RBIs, and his first professional home run. Lefty-lefty matchup. Gonzalez will chop it softly to first base. Mikey Cain charging in, steps backwards towards the base. 3 up, 3 down, 9 straight retired by Lucas Gordon. And Corey Wall is coming in to pitch.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Cade Keeler's day is done. 4 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, no walks, and 2 strikeouts. He cannot win. He can, unfortunately, be the losing pitcher. It's the 2024 Green Jacket debut of Corey Wall, the righty out of the College of William & Mary. Last year's eighth round pick had spent the entirety of this season up at High A Rome, last threw two innings against the Wilmington Blue Rocks on Wednesday, and he comes down likely for one day and one day only to help this depleted bullpen. Facing 7-8-9, the first batter is Arxi Hernandez, and he takes a slider in the dirt for ball one. Arxi hammered a two-strike, two-out splitter that hung down the center off the advertising signs in deep left center field for his second homer of the year. Hernandez sees a second straight slider and this time chases it. Wall's numbers in Rome, 8 games, 3 starts, had a save opportunity he did not convert, an ERA of 4.82 in just under 19 innings. Hernandez swings through for the second strike. 23 Ks, just 5 walks for his time at Rome. Spent all of last year after being drafted here in Augusta, was 2-2. Wall's been a reliever basically his whole career, but as part of a series of pitching moves that left the Emperors wanting for arms, Corey had 3 starts in his time at the end of April. Wall's gone a high of 3 innings, never went more than that in any of those starts. Wall will be the bridge. 4 innings is certainly satisfactory from Keeler. Gave you a chance in the offense. It will now be up to them to climb out of this one-run deficit against Lucas Gordon, providing that Corey Wall can continue to hold the line. Counts full on Arxi Hernandez. 3 balls and 2 strikes on the leadoff man in the fifth. Mikey Kane and Javier Mora to follow. Fastball, strike 3 at 94. Hernandez caught looking. Beautifully painted on the corner from the former Tribe member. Mikey Kane, who has a single, now will face first baseman Mikey Kane. Wall primarily fastball slider. Good strikeout numbers at William & Mary. Good strikeout numbers when he was here and when he was in Rome. Induces swings and misses and gets a foul ball there. Wall had some decent experience under his belt when he was signed and drafted. You knew that he was a reliever who had done good time in the back of the pen, but could also go multiple innings as well. Decently old for the level, was not a surprise to see him pushed up to High A to start the year. Soft ground ball, Figueroa the shortstop has to hurry, and he throws wildly outside of first base. Runner made a one-step turn towards second. Ball ricocheted off the facing in front of the stands. Figueroa trying to do nearly the impossible. And Mikey Kane is on base. We'll see what the call is, whether that's a hit or an error. Seems as though it should be an infield single and a multi-hit day for Mikey Kane. Either way, one on, one out in the fifth for Javier Mora. Mora struck out swinging to end the second. Short lead for Kane. Chopped foul by Mora. It has been called a single, so it's the second infield single of the day for Mikey Kane. 2-for-2 day without a ball leaving the infield. A pair of choppers softly hit to the left side. Wall from the stretch. Off-speed pitch, 84. Drops under the bat of Mora. Sharp slider. And got right below the bat. Wall spent just 1 year at William & Mary. 3.98 ERA with a couple saves in 15 appearances. 52 innings, 5 starts. Breaking ball to the inside corner, strike 3. An emphatic punch out from Garrett Nelson as the breaking ball locked up Mora. Second strikeout in 3 batters for Corey Wall. And now he'll face Riku Nishida. Wall had transferred in for Fordham. So you have to tip your cap to the Bronx-based university as well. Picked over and back standing for Mikey Kane. Wall, like everybody else in Division I, got the 2020 season back. Everybody had an extra year of eligibility. So you saw that transfer portal be active. And there are plenty of people that have plenty of opinions on the portal. But grad transfers going somewhere else, if they have the eligibility, it's a sensible product, especially some of these smaller 4-year schools that do not have substantial master's programs If you get your bachelor's and you want to keep playing baseball, why would you not go somewhere where you can do both? Change up misses low, ball two. Nishida backing out of the way. It wasn't very close to him, but still just trying to be overly safe. College of William & Mary in Williamsburg, Virginia, out of the CAA. Always a good program, and as of late, they've developed a reputation of being a very solid mid-major pitching lab. They've got a lot of good work. Mason McRae has done a great job in building up that program's analytics side, and the pitchers that have come out have seen strong developments as a result. Changeup misses low, ball three on Riku.
2 hours later.
While trying to work around the dangerous Nishida in terms of getting on base, seeing a different type of dangerous on deck. Albertson's 0 for 2. 3-1 on Nishida, but not before Wall, a snap throw over on a pickoff. Kane's back before the tag from Verdung. So that's the second pickoff. Kane can get a little bit further off if he so desires. Kane has not attempted a stolen base yet this year. And the fastball just misses. Not sure where. That was right at the top third of the zone. Seemed like a pitch that was grooved more than anything, but Nishida takes it, and using that 5-6 frame to his advantage, he ducks underneath the call, draws his first walk of the day and ninth of the week. Riku just always on base, two on, two out for Albertson Asian, who takes a slider called for a strike. Infield playing the righty, Asian to the pull side, especially Sanchez, the second baseman, who's nearly behind the bag. More for reasons pertaining to the batter than trying to hold on Mikey Kane. You'd like to keep him close, and Sanchez's existence behind second does that. Asian now down 0-2 after tipping the fastball into the mitt. Wall looking to post a zero in the fifth, and the fastball is a little too high to get one right here. Up to 95 on the gun. Ball's been 93-95. 20 pitches in this inning. Cannonballers have had a reputation for forcing long at bats. 1-2 fastball fouled away. Asian not going down without a fight. Cannonballers have had some strikeout numbers, especially earlier in the week. The first two arms that they faced each setting career highs in strikeouts. Luis Vargas had 12 on Wednesday. Didier Fuentes had 11 on Tuesday. Vargas's 12 is the most by a Green Jacket pitcher this season. Slider check swing. He did go around. Confirmed by home plate umpire Garrett Nelson. 3 strikeouts in the inning for Corey Wall. A walk and a single, but no runs. Halfway through the ball game on a Sunday evening. And it is Green Jackets trailing 2-1.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Lucas Gordon has needed just 50 pitches to get through 4 innings. As the umpires wave the ribbon dancers off the field, we get ourselves started in the bottom of the 5th. Game number 6 of 6 between the Green Jackets and Cannonballers this week. Kannapolis has taken 4 of 5, and they lead the South Division by 2.5 games. Cannonballers have emerged, and the offense has been the key piece. The pitching has been solid to fantastic over the course of the week, helmed by Tuesday starter Drew McDaniel, who has since been promoted to High A Winston-Salem. But it's just three facets of the game, and Pat Leland's squad seems to do everything right. Green Jackets have 8-9-1 up. Dawson Diamond, a ball and a strike after fouling the changeup away. Diamond struck out swinging on a changeup in his first at-bat of the day. Second start for Diamond. Third game out right here in Augusta this year. Fly ball out to root field. Right field for Asian. Catch is made. 10 straight batters have been set down in a row by Lucas Gordon. Joe Olsowski digs in from the 9 spot. Struck out swinging on a high fastball back in the second. Isaiah Drake will be behind him. Outfield playing a bit more shallow with Olsowski at the dish, especially the center fielder Logan. Olsowski's out in front of the changeup. Joe hitting 182 on the year. Average has been up and down at times. Went through a bit of a hot streak around Myrtle, comes back, and it just comes in waves in his first professional season. Undrafted free agent out of Division III, John Carroll University. Played one game in the FCL last year. Extended spring training is where he was for most of April before coming onto this roster after a rash of injuries, including Figueroa, Drake, and McGee. It was McGee's injury that really supersized the need to have Olsowski here. Off-speed misses high, looked like the changeup or the cutter. Believe that was supposed to be the cutter, but it just flung in there. Gordon dropped the arm slot a little bit thrower, a little bit lower on that one. 3 balls and 1 strike on the Green Jacket third baseman, Olsowski. Gordon spikes one in the dirt for ball 4. Fastball below the knees. Olsowski's on for the first time this week. Reaches base, 1 on, 1 out for Isaiah Drake. Few clouds parting their way in, but when there is sun, all of the infield grass is in shadow and most of right field. We've seen it a bunch this season. Left field and deep shortstop are dangerous places to be when the sun goes down. Battling the elements for sure. Lined right at the third baseman, Hernandez. Olsowski took off. That'll be a 5-3 double play. It was a barrel that hugged the grass but stayed up, and Arcee made the catch in midair. Olsowski took off, and a one-pitch double play erases the walk. Fourth straight inning in which the side is set down in order. Drake a barrel with nothing to show for it. He's 0 for 3, 5 scoreless for Lucas Gordon.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at
SRP. Scoreless first inning of work for Corey Wall. He'll head back out there with one more chance at least to put up another zero. Green Jackets will face Connor, Pineda, and Logan. 3-4-5 in the order. As the Jacobson Dancing Drag Crew makes their way off the field, and the Green Jackets prepare for Connor to take the dish. Caden Connor 0 for 2 with two ground outs to first against Cade Keeler. He'll see Wall for the first time professionally. Lefty and then two righties for Wall. Cannonball is leading 2-1 in the top of the sixth. Olsovsky had moved over towards shortstop, but now the third baseman comes in a step behind the bag just in case Connor wants to drop down a bunt. First pitch slider is a taken strike. Buckling its way in at 81 down the center. Wall not a high spin rate on fastball or breaking ball, but has great location and uses the two well. They tunnel off of each other very well, and the fastball is anywhere from 92 to 95. Infield playing heavily to the pull side on Connor. Swung to the right side of the infield, and Connor launches it foul. Connor using his timeout after the foul ball. Neither side has scored since the top of the second. Cannonballer's got a run in the first off a triple and subsequent ground out from Albertson Asian to score Riku Nishida before an out was even recorded. Green Jackets tied it up, and Connor goes down swinging. Connor's the fourth strikeout victim of the game for Corey Wall. All four outs have been punch outs for him. But after Augusta scored one in the bottom of the first with a two-out double from Will Verdung that brought Compton home, Arxie Hernandez, two strikes, two outs, no problem. A hanging splitter nearly dented the Phoenix printing sign to the right of the video board for his second homer of the season. That was the last offense for Kannapolis. Luis Pineda, the cleanup hitter, fouls a slider off the netting above his own dugout on the first base side. Ricocheted back onto the grass in foul territory, so Daniel Milwee, the bench coach and first base coach, goes to pick it up. Second straight slider, this one taken and called a strike at the letters. Pineda didn't like it. No action in the Cannonballer bullpen. It's Gordon's world, and it will continue to be his game, at least for the sixth. That's barreled through the right side. A smoked line drive, 106 off the bat of Pineda. His first hit of the day. Luis has three hits on the week, goes through a wide open right side of the infield, and it wouldn't have mattered who was there. Center cut fastball, middle out, and Pineda just going with the pitch. One on, one out for Drake Logan. Logan a strikeout and a ground out to third base. 0 for 2 today. That ground out to third was the first out put in play by him. Another ground ball to third. Olsovsky charging across to second for one. Sanchez will not make the throw over. Olsovsky, good heads-up play by the third baseman to realize he still had enough time to get the lead runner. Pineda is erased. Logan reaches on the fielder's choice, so you have a faster runner now at first, ever so slightly. But you do have two away in the sixth inning. Green Jackets have not been able to solve Lucas Gordon, so it's paramount that Wall keeps this deficit at one. Runner going on the first pitch. Slider called a strike. Diamond a strong throw, but not in time. He had no chance. Drake Logan got a great jump. It didn't look like Wall even ever took a look over at first base. Logan now 4 for 4 swiping bags this season. And he's gone 2 for 2 this week. Ballers get a man in scoring position. First time since the third or second inning they've done that. Slider hit hard to second base. Luis Sanchez is there. Over to Verdung. Out number 3. A pair of scoreless frames for Corey Wall and his return to Augusta. Time for the Green Jacket offense to activate, trailing 2-1 against Gordon in the sixth.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number, even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16. Whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster. And flying down the track.
maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Green Jackets have the heart of the order, seeing their third appearance against Lucas Gordon. 2-3-4, Grady Compton, Verdung. If there was a chance to start getting back into this, tie or take the lead, you'd think you'd be here. Grady's 0-for-2. Takes a first pitch fastball on the outer edge. Nothing in one on the Green Jacket right fielder. Grady, 11th round pick out of Dallas Baptist University. Everyday center fielder for the Patriots. Spins a changeup to the right side of the infield, gloved by Kane away from the bag. He'll flip it over to Gordon for the first out. Green Jackets have only put one man on base since the second inning. That was Joe Olsovsky last frame. He walked and then immediately was doubled up. The very next pitch, a 5-3 double play. Olsovsky took off on a low line drive. Arxie Hernandez caught it in the air, and he could have crawled over to first base to deliver that ball. Drew Compton's 1-for-2 from the right side. And now he's 2-for-3. Throttles this one into the gap in left center, and it's all the way to the wall. Compton will cruise into second base. The throw comes in quickly, but not in time. One out double for Drew Compton. First hit since the second off of Gordon. And the tying run is in scoring position for Will Verdung. Good multi-hit day for Drew Compton. He's now 5-for-15 this week. Compton's hit safely in three consecutive ball games, and that's now his 12th multi-hit game on the season. Ties himself with Jace Grady for the highest number on the team. Will Verdung's 1-for-2. He'll take a changeup at the kneecaps. Will, an RBI double in the first, a ground out to the pitcher in the third. Green Jackets have a chance to tie if they can bring Compton home. Fastball is a little bit too far above the shoulder blades. Now they're stretching in the pen for Kannapolis. There's nobody throwing just yet, however. Short lead for Compton at first. 1-1, right at the shortstop on a bounce. Gloved by Burrows, and on to first for out number two. Well struck by Verdung, got a barrel, but put it right at the fielder. Hard hit second out. It's Luis Sanchez's time to shine. Sanchez a ground out and a soft line out to right field. Compton does not run very well, but with two outs, he'll be off on the swing. And he can get a bit bigger of a lead with Javier Mora lackadaisically holding him on at second. Sanchez late on a first pitch fastball running away from the barrel. Gordon working on six scoreless as the Sunday starter. Hasn't allowed a run since the first inning. Gordon's season long is six innings. He's hit that marker twice. 0-1 to Sanchez. And tips the fastball back off the glove, 0-2. The velocity hasn't dropped yet for Gordon. It's still 91-92. And Lucas Gordon has thrown just 67 pitches to get through 5 2/3. A lot of early outs in the beginning of counts has benefited his line. And as long as he's not being hit around, which he's really not, then there's no reason to go anywhere else. 0-2 to Sanchez. Fastball's outside. Overthrew the heater a little bit there at 91. Bullpen's been utilized quite a bit this week for both teams, but not a lot of long outings. So there are plenty of guys who could come back out for their second outing of the week, like Christian Edwards did last night. Expect to see Jake Bockenstedt on the bump tomorrow. 1-2 changeup in the left-handed batter's box. Sanchez wisely lays off. Tommy Vail is the only reliever available that we haven't seen yet this week. It would be a second consecutive lefty, but it would not be a surprise to see him come out behind Gordon. Fastball runs the count full. Everything has been away against the righty Sanchez since going 0-2. From 0-2 to 3-2, Sanchez has worked the count full, and now Pineda comes out talking with Gordon, making sure they're on the same page on which of the four pitches in the arsenal they want to attack and choose. Lake Hare Figueroa is on deck if Sanchez can work his way on base. Mora will not hold Compton on with a 3-2 count, wants to stay in place defensively. Infield is shallow on Sanchez, so is the outfield. Payoff pitch, popped into shallow center. Logan coming in, calling off a Sian. He makes the catch. 6 innings of one-run baseball. The changeup was the pitch of choice, and it retires Sanchez to strand Compton at second base. Green Jackets have 4 hits, but just one run to show for it, two-thirds of the way through the ballgame.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP. Corey Wall's out and throwing for the third inning in a row. Back-to-back zeros in innings 5 and 6. A hit allowed in each of them. And Wall will see 7, 8, and 9 for their second look at the righty out of William & Mary. Hernandez, Kane, and Mora do up at the bottom of the order. Arcee homered off of Keeler and struck out looking in his first chance against Wall. Underneath the 90-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1. Ball always out of his stretch, stands open from the third base side of the rubber. Brings one high and inside, and Arcee fouls it back. Cannonballers have been great everywhere. They've been even better at home, but with 4 wins and 5 tries on the road this week, they're now 10-9 away from Atrium Health Ballpark. Green Jackets 500 away from home, but at SRP Park, just 9-16. A rare distaste for the home confines. Green Jackets have certainly seen some top-tier talent here. They've hosted Kannapolis, Carolina, Columbia, all of whom are at the top 2 in their respective divisions. Off-speed is outside at 84 to run the count even 2-2. There are no real slouches in this league. Delmarva's had a great run after a rough first few weeks of April to bring themselves back into at least a respectable go. Down the third base line, Olsovsky was waiting for it, tried to backhand and was unsuccessful. It's all the way into the left-handed corner. Misplayed by Gonzalez. Arcee trying for third. The throw is cut off. And it's a triple for Arcee Hernandez. A bouncing ball down the third base line. Olsovsky waiting, then a late slide. Didn't really know how to play it. And after it bounces past Gonzalez in the corner, Arcee just never stopped running. 3 bases to start the 7th. A huge insurance run stands 90 feet away. Arcee's second extra base hit of the day. Mikey Kane pops a slider into shallow right center. Everybody was deep. Grady dives. It's in front of him. The defense of Drake and Grady, they were both nearly at the warning track, and Kane just bloops one in. Sanchez never went out. It's a pop-up single and an RBI for Mikey Kane. 3-hit day for him makes it 3-1. To Well-located baseballs. That's been the story of the week for the Cannonballers. And it continues right here. Kannapolis doubles the lead with no outs in the seventh. Javier Mora, slider bounced up the middle. Sanchez grabs it, steps on second base, leaping throw. Over for the 4-3 double play. Great play by Luis Sanchez. Not easy to go across the bag, then come back and jump over a hard slide. Two outs now in the inning. Riku Nishida's 1-for-2 with a walk and a triple. Back to the top of the Kannapolis order. Slider just misses high. Nishida once again ducking substantially from where he starts, and that's another pitch where Garrett Nelson has been fooled by the movement of the batter. Because on the Hawkeye strike zone, which they use for the automatic balls and strikes in the Florida State League and at the AAA level, that's closer to the middle of the plate than it is the top of the zone. But because Nishida already has a microscopic strike zone and then goes into such a deep knee bend when he sees a pitch high he doesn't want to swing at, it fools the young umpire. Nishida sees a pitch on the inside corner that he dives away from as if it was going to be behind him. It's ball three. Little ways that you can influence an umpire, especially at this level. It's the batter version of framing pitches. 3-0 fastball is nowhere close, and it's a four-pitch walk for Nishida. Two-out base runner brings Albertson a C into the plate, 0-for-3 with a couple strikeouts. Righty starting to throw in the pen for the Green Jackets. That'll be the newcomer, appears to be Juan Sanchez, and Elvin Nina, the pitching coach, comes out. Diamond and Nina both slowing down Corey Wall. Sanchez, at just 21 years old, will be making his full season debut whenever he comes on to play. This is one of the few evening games today with everybody else, except for Kannapolis, it seems like, having a day off tomorrow. A lot of getaway days going in the early afternoon as we take a look around the Carolina League scoreboard. Eight of the 12 teams have gone final. Salem knocks off Fayetteville 6-4, so the Woodpeckers will be 21-24 when they host these Green Jackets starting Tuesday. Lynchburg knocks the Frednats off 9-4. The Freddies have now lost a few in a row, losing in extras last night. They no longer are in possession of first place. It's the Carolina Mudcats now. Nishida was leaning the pickoff. They got him. Wall throws his hands up in disgust at the lead. Corey Wall, a great pickoff. And after a four-pitch walk, Nishida is erased on Wall's pickoff. Time to stretch at SRP Park. 3-1, your score in favor of Kannapolis.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
For the first time in his pro career, Lucas Gordon is going out for the seventh inning, and why not? Just one run allowed on a total of four hits. Gave up his first hit since the second inning on the last time, but immediately erasing it with a couple quick outs. 71 pitches for Lucas Gordon, so this will likely be his last inning. There is a lefty throwing in the pen. Tommy Vail is getting loose. Juan Sanchez still throwing for the Green Jackets. He probably has the eighth. It's Figueroa, Gonzalez, and Dawson Diamond. Facing the starter once again. Change up. Spun back into the net by Lakehair Figueroa. A single and a strikeout for him today. Lucas Gordon trying to go into a career-high seven innings of just one-run baseball. Four hits, two walks, four strikeouts. A lot of weak contact, and the hard contact has been right at people. Figueroa fouls a fastball a long way, but down the right field line foul. We never quite finished taking a look around the Carolina League scoreboard. The Pelicans beat the Mudcats 26-17, so the Carolina Mudcats will stay just a half game ahead of the Fred Nats at the top of the North. 0-2 coming to Figueroa, a long wait from Gordon, and right as the pitch clock expires, it's another fastball that's hit towards the Easy Go Picnic Pavilion down the right field line. Columbia beat the Delmarva Shorebirds 7-3. The Fireflies are now 23-20, trying to keep pace with these red-hot cannonballers. And those two will see each other next week at Atrium Health Ballpark. Boy, is that going to be a fun matchup. 0-2 bounced right back at the jawline of Gordon. He gets the glove up in time and makes the flip over to first. One big bounce and right up around the nose. Figueroa, another hard-hit ball right into the grass. Nice play made by Gordon. And he's officially at a career high in 6 1/3. Robert Gonzalez is walked and grounded out, 0-for-1 officially. Only other game that hasn't gone final, Charleston up 8-0 on the Down East Wood Ducks in the eighth. Gonzalez takes a first pitch cutter low. Gordon from the windup has held Gonzalez hitless, has not allowed a hit to a lefty yet today, and spun a cutter too far off the corner. Trying to reestablish that cutter after going away from it a tad in his time the second time through the order. Gonzalez holds the hands low and away from the body. Lefty-lefty matchup. And there's ball three at the eye line. Gonzalez has shown substantially more patience in the month of May compared to April, and especially this week. Five walks in 15 plate appearances this series, and he's ahead 3-0. Time is called at home plate. It looked like Luis Pineda needed to readjust either the shin guard or the cleat. There was something at the bottom of the leg protectors that he did not like. Gonzalez ahead 3-0, trying to be the leadoff man on base in the seventh. Taking all the way, it's called a strike at the top of the zone. Gonzalez tried to sell it. It was right at the letters. And that's a call that has been there since the second inning. Did not get that on either side in the first, but since then, Garrett Nelson has called it clean. 3-1, high and inside, ball four. So Gonzalez tried to leave the box one batter early, or one pitch early. But now he can go. Dropped something out of his back pocket. Looked like the index card. Tying run is at the plate, and pitching coach Blake Hickman is out to talk with Gordon. It's the pitching coach rather than Pat Leland. Tommy Vail gets more time to loosen. Just trying to reset Gordon. It's not the first time he's allowed a man on base. In fact, each of the last three innings, Augusta has put a man on. But both times previously, they have not been able to bring that gentleman home. The batter is Dawson Diamond. A strikeout and a pop-up to right field. Diamond's 1-for-5 in two games after going hitless across 13 appearances in his time with the Emperors to begin this season. Now, some of those were as a defensive replacement. But trying to tap into some offense here at the single-A level. Gordon's first pitch hit hard but just foul past the third base bag. A matter of inches It got past Arxi Hernandez in a hurry. Had that stayed fair, that could have tucked itself into the corner. And Gonzalez, who has great speed at first base, would have been off to the races. Juan Sanchez continues to throw in the pen for Augusta. Tommy Vail loosening for the Cannonballers. Change up outside. Diamond shakes his head no. Vail has good numbers, and he's done well against the Green Jackets previously this season. See if that's where they go and when they go there. Change up. 2.5 balls off the outside corner is called a strike. Boy, that was way out there, and Garrett Nelson still calls it a strike. That started on the corner and then had a dozen inches of horizontal break to go nearly to the other batter's box. Big call makes it 1-2, and Diamond takes a fastball high. Difference between 2-1 and 1-2 in this situation is cosmic. Diamond's worked the count even 2-2. The nine-hitter Joe Olsovsky's on deck. Tying run at the plate in a 3-1 game, bottom seven on Sunday. Diamond awaits the 2-2, and he calls for time. Quickly wiping at his eyes, so it looks like he had something right around the cornea he was trying to wipe off. Some umpires will not force that to be used as your one timeout if they deem that it's because of an issue with vision. But generally at this level, it still will be. Gordon shakes once, nod once, and then comes to the belt. 2-2 fastball, Diamond right on it and fouls it back. After back-to-back fastballs, the changeup is in play here. That was a good setup right around the chest of Dawson Diamond. Sixth pitch of the at-bat coming to Diamond. Gonzalez works his way off of first, being held there by Mikey Kane. 2-2. On the ground to second base. Stepping on second for one. A wild throw, not in time. Javier Mora opting to step on second himself rather than flipping it to Ryan Burrows. Gonzalez is out. That puts a much more palatable runner for the Cannonballers at first in Dawson Diamond rather than Robert Gonzalez. And there's two outs in the inning. Olsovsky a walk and a strikeout. Has yet to put a ball in play today. Nine-hitter hitting for the third time. 27th batter faced today. Starts with a strike off the outside corner again. We told you Garrett Nelson was going to give you wide to righties, and that has only become more and more true as the game's gone along. 0-1 changeup, a check swing, fouled back unintentionally, and Olsovsky's down to his final strike. Gordon looking to go through a career-high 7 innings of one-run baseball. No balls and 2 strikes as Vail keeps getting going in the pen. Long look in from Lucas Gordon. 0-2. Fastball. Called strike 3 again off the outside corner. That was 2 balls off. And it's called a strike 3. Nowhere near the zone. And Nelson rings him up.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Three innings for Corey Wall, and we have another Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen. It's the 21-year-old righty Juan Sanchez making his full season debut. 6'2", 180 out of Hadomayor in the Dominican Republic. He'll try to hold the deficit at 2 here in the top of the 8th. Cannonballers leading 3-1. Joe Olsovsky striking out as a tying run in the 7th, looking. He saw 3 pitches. None of them were in the zone, and all were called strikes. It'll be a Cian Connor and Pineda to face Sanchez, who began this season in the FCL. That's where he got promoted up from. Low three-quarter slot. First pitch fastball is in at 93. Sanchez 1-1 in 4 games out of the pen with the FCL Braves, an ERA of 2.45, 8 strikeouts in 7 1/3. Chopped to shortstop, big bounce for Figueroa. Airs out number 1, and a single A ERA exists for Juan Sanchez.
Fielder, number 5, Caden Connor.
Fastball has good sink to it. Also has a decent slider from the right side. Stereotypical two-pitch mix for a reliever, especially with that arm slot. Caden Connor's 0-3, but he'll represent a tough test for the young righty. Sanchez has been mostly a reliever for his career. Did make 5 starts in the FCL last year and was substantially better out of the pen. Connor fooled on the off-speed for strike 1. Waving out in front. Caden, 2 ground outs and a strikeout swinging. That tight slider had him fooled. Sanchez slider once again. If it's not broke, don't fix it. It's fouled off the facing of the sweet level behind home plate and rattles into the lower bowl. The fan that got unintentionally hit with that one seems to be all right. Nice round of applause for her. 0-2 on Caden Connor. Sanchez ahead, 0-2, stands closed on the center of the rubber. First fastball of the at-bat is 93 in on the hands, and Connor quick enough to get through the zone. Green Jackets will likely be facing a new reliever in Tommy Vail out of Auburn. Green Jackets will have the top of the order. It'll be another lefty. They'll have to figure out. Slider in the dirt, ball 1. 6 outs to play with, a 3-1 ball game. Kannapolis has won 3 straight and 4 of 5. These two teams split the series up at Atrium Health Ballpark. A White Sox organization that is going through a severe changing period. They found a lot of success across the minor leagues. 1-2 slider fouled off the body of Dawson Diamond as Connor stays alive. Double-A Birmingham is nasty. There's no other word about it. High A Winston-Salem has been strong. Kannapolis is continuing to be all right. And Charlotte, which saw a ridiculous amount of transactions going up and down and back again in the first month, they're starting to settle in. Squibbed up the middle, bare hand throw for Figueroa, and it gets passed for Dung. That was a tough play for anybody. Figueroa trying to make it look easier than it was, but he spiked the throw on the run. That was a breaking ball nearly in the dirt that was just nubbed out over the pitcher's head. And it turns into an infield single for Caden Connor, his first hit of the day. The batter is Luis Pineda. 1-1, 1 out. Second righty that has been faced here by Sanchez. Juan, 1 of 2 relievers called into action today. Green Jackets used 10 pitchers yesterday, including 3 position players. First pitch, off the glove into the backstop. A quick ricochet, but Diamond has no play out at second base. Dawson Diamond trying to reach across his body. Couldn't get the glove there. It's ball 1. Winston Sawyer, the Green Jacket manager, in his first managerial job. He was a catcher for a dozen seasons in the minor leagues. He's very particular about his catching play. 1-0 to Pineda. Fastball popped up out of play first base side. 93-94 on the fastball so far for Sanchez. Signed at the age of 18 out of the Dominican Republic in January of 2022. 1 season in the Dominican Summer League, 1 in the Florida Complex League. Was slated to start this year and did begin at the FCL. But now up here. Slider just outside. It's a unique mix if he can find his command. Barrels more than walks have been the problem, just staying out of the big part of the zone. But a good fastball-slider combination and a very tight breaking ball at that. 2-1 on Pineda, and there is that slider on cue. Pineda, a healthy cut to say the least, but he's over top. Caden Connor at second after a single and a wild pitch. It was the third infield single of the day. Cannonballers have 8 hits in total. They've had a couple just drop against this defense. Slider, swing and a miss. There's the first pro strikeout at the full season level for Luis Sanchez. Juan Sanchez, that is. You got Luis Sanchez at second, Juan Sanchez on the mound. No relation. And both contributing. Two outs in the eighth for Drake Logan, 0 for 3. Fielder's choice, stolen base in his last time up against Corey Wall. Wall's final line, 3 innings, 4 hits, a run, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. The ability to go 3 innings and make it interesting were as important as anything else. Kept it close. Green Jacket offense has just been held radio silent since the first inning. 0-1 slider bouncing in. Great play by Dawson Diamond. Got the body there and still went to the backhand. Glove was the primary weapon. You got the tools to keep it close if you need to. One thing about this team is if you are a catcher, you are going to get better under Winston Sawyer. Manager taking a vested interest in every backstop that comes through. Running fastball nearly caught the elbow guard of Drake Logan. He lunges out of the way. 2 balls and a strike. That series between Kannapolis and Columbia coming up is going to be a fun one. 2 balls and a strike. Big swing from Logan, but he's late at 94. Both teams pitch well. Columbia's offense has started to wake up more and more. Austin Charles is red hot at the plate for them, and Kannapolis, you've seen all week what they can do. It needs no further introduction. Blooped into shallow center field. That's a base hit, and that'll score a run. Another piece of soft contact drives in a run. Kannapolis just continues to find those holes, and that's the fourth run of the day. Logan's 8th RBI of the season, 2nd of the week. Scores Connor, so that wild pitch is a big piece. Moved him up from 1st to 2nd and enabled Connor to score with 2 outs. Just been that kind of week for the Green Jackets. That's a great pitch from Sanchez. Fastball bearing in on the hands. Off the plate at 94. It's a jam shot that just bloops between Sanchez and Drake. Big lead at first. Ryan Burrows pops the first pitch foul. Logan a stolen base in the 6th. Haven't seen a move yet from Juan Sanchez. Who will be the one almost certainly to finish this ball game. Takes a look over at first and then comes set. Runner going. High leg kick. Called a strike. Diamond double clutches the throw and he doesn't have a chance. Logan's 2 for 2. It's a high leg kick and a very deliberate release for the 21-year-old righty Sanchez. That coupled with a good jump, it was already going to be a fantastically difficult task for Dawson Diamond. The double. Only made it difficult. Lined into left field. Past the diving Olsovsky. That'll bring home another run. Logan comes around. Gonzalez bobbles it in left. Burrows was turning for second anyway, and he slides in safely. It's an RBI for Ryan Burrows. That's his 3rd of the week and 5th of the season. Hanging slider, and he made Sanchez pay. Logan stealing. Puts him in position to score. 5-1 in favor of Kannapolis. Elvin Nina, Dawson Diamond out to talk to Sanchez. There's not much else available in the bullpen. Keeler and Wall tried to keep it close, but slowly and surely in the late innings, the Cannonballers have expanded this lead up to a game-high 4, 5-1 in the top of the 8th, out-hitting Augusta 10-4, including 3 hits in this inning. It's been called an outright double. Gonzalez did bobble it, but it doesn't make a difference. 1 for 4 on the day for Burrows. 3 hits off of Sanchez. The last 2 of which have been run scoring hits with 2 outs. Arxi Hernandez, a home run and a triple today, 2 for 3. Slider blocked. Didn't get very far away, but a great jump from Burrows. Diamond was colliding with Arxi Hernandez as he tried to pick the ball up. It rolled right into the feet of Arxi. And a good read from Burrows puts him on base and over to third. Another arm is throwing in the pen for the Green Jackets. Looks like Adele Delaney. 1-0 to Hernandez. Slider check swing did not go around. Ball two. First base is open. Back-to-back men have reached with two outs. Sanchez a long stare in and comes to the belt. Pitch to Hernandez. Late swing on the sinking fastball. An awkward attempt at contact from Arxi. Tommy Vail has been up and down on multiple occasions. He seems to be just ready and waiting. Fastball coming back. Diamond gets it. Tries to put the tag on safe. Ryan Burrows making things happen. Diamond went diving, but a great slide from Ryan Burrows, and he comes home on the second wild pitch of the at-bat. Third of the inning for Juan Sanchez. The hard padding behind home plate, that ricocheted right back to Dawson Diamond, but because he had tried to dive to his right to keep it in front rather than sliding his body for a block, even as he got the ball back, he was down on all fours and trying to lunge at home plate. He could only cover half. And Burrows sliding to the inside. Strike two runs the count full. It's now 6-1. Cannonballers have doubled their run total in one inning off of Sanchez. This is not the team you want to face in your full season debut. 3-2. Inside, and it hit him. Hernandez got hit on a breaking ball that went from behind him to right on the front hip. Third straight man reaches. Winston Sawyer on the top step, but not going to get the young righty just yet. Mikey Kane will be the seventh man to bat in the inning. And Winston Sawyer is now coming out. So Sanchez goes two-thirds of an inning, allows three runs and counting, responsible for the man on first. And Adele Delaney will be the second one to appear in multiple games this week. Already seen Delaney once. He'll try to hold the line and get the final few outs. Sanchez's day is finished, and we take a break here on the Green Jacket Baseball Network.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra. What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You got to have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
So Adele Delaney comes on to face Mikey Kane, who's 3 for 3 with an RBI. Man at first, two outs in a 6-1 game. Kane pops the first pitch of the at-bat up behind home plate, and it fouls just below us. Dawson Diamond gave it a look, but ran out of real estate. Delaney last through on the 22nd. That was Wednesday, so a good bit of 3 days rest. Did go multiple innings in that contest. 8 games for Delaney, a 3-1 record with a 3.32 ERA. Delaney got the win on Wednesday, which has been the only victory of the week for Augusta. 0-1 to Mikey Kane. Delaney misses just inside with a cutter. Cut fastball, slider, and changeup for Delaney. That cutter fastball is 85-88. The slider's 82-83. Kane, 2 infield singles and 1 back up the box. Cutter misses inside, ball 2. Everything right around the zone, but a little too far off the corner. Although that one was right there on the Hawkeye. Garrett Nelson says no. Short lead at first for Arxie Hernandez. Not looking to go anywhere against Delaney. Kane's out in front of the cutter. And screwballs it foul towards his own dugout. Green Jackets will have the top of their order up as they try to make some magic. Tommy Vail continues to throw in the bullpen. He's been joined by a righty as well. Slider in the dirt, blocked by Diamond, makes the count go full. It still seems as though it's going to be Vail. There was a righty stretching. Looked like Nick Altermat. But not actually throwing, so it will be Vail. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Hernandez will be moving on the delivery. Delaney with the full count pitch. And it's popped up. We'll do it at least one more time. Very cutter heavy so far for Delaney. Has shown the slider but once. Seems to have a good feel for that cutter, though. Pitch number 7 coming to Kane, who stands open from the right side. Delaney to the dish. Called strike 3 at the top of the zone. Right at the letters. And Kane's down looking. Cannonballers continue to batter the Green Jacket bullpen. 3 more runs, all charged to Juan Sanchez. Cannonball is going to the pen for the first time. And we'll see what Tommy Vail has to offer.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not enough. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
So a fantastic career-defining day for Lucas Gordon. 7 innings, 5 hits, just 1 run, 3 walks, and 5 strikeouts. He turns it over to Tommy Vail to face the top of the order. Drake Grady and Compton against the former Auburn Tiger. Vail this season 0-1, a 2.08 ERA. Lefties hit him substantially better than righties, a reverse splits guy, 3.57 for southpaws, 0.71 for righties. Vail a fastball, curveball, changeup, and slider. Isaiah Drake's 0 for 3. Takes a mighty cut on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, but comes up empty. Drake barreled one right at the third baseman, Arxie Hernandez, in his last at-bat. Ended up being a 5-3 double play as Olsovsky took off from first. 12-6 curveball misses high, 1-1. Beyond that, a ground out and a strikeout looking for Isaiah Drake. He's 3-for-18 this week. Takes a slider outside. Isaiah up 3-1. Green Jackets trailing 6-1 in the bottom of the eighth. Was a one-run ball game, and they had plenty of chances against Lucas Gordon, just never able to string multiple hits together. Drake underneath a high fastball to run the count full. The second inning was the last time that Augusta had multiple men on base in the same frame, just not able to string together hit after hit. Drake fouls it back, and that's been a problem that has plagued Augusta's offense all season long. Just not able to create that big inning without some help from the other side. They usually need walks or errors to get it done. You haven't seen much of either from the Cannonballers at all this week. Seventh pitch to Drake is fouled back on the fastball in the big part of the zone. Isaiah just underneath it, it appeared. Vail also went to Notre Dame and TCU, so he made his way through three different conferences in two time zones and a lot of programs that are powerhouses at one sport or another. Eighth pitch to Drake is strike three. Isaiah can only battle for so long. The fastball at the knees, Drake's over top of it. First batter, first strikeout for Tommy Vail.
For the Green Jackets, right fielder, Chase Greeny.
Vail last worked on the 18th. 7 days ago, 7 days of rest at least. He's the last and final pitcher to throw for either team this week. Only man entering today that had not appeared. Jace Grady chasing a first pitch changeup. Grady's 0-for-3 with three ground balls. Still looking for that first hit against the lefty. Switch hitter from the right side. Watches a changeup bounce in. Dallas Baptist product who saw his alma mater win the Conference USA tournament today. Dallas Baptist is always a strong team at the mid-major level, and they will be dancing once again. 1-1 to Grady. First fastball he sees is just below the knees at 91, a good take. Delaney will be going back out for the ninth for Augusta. He'll face Mora, Nishida, and Asian, 9-1-2. Stay optimistic and say the deficit will be at most 5. Grady fouls it away 2-2. Expect Jake Bockenstedt to start tomorrow. He's been listed as a reliever but scratched out as unavailable all week on the lineup card by Pat Leland. And that's just the assumption we're working with. Bockenstedt had been bumped from the rotation to a piggyback role with the arrival of Grant Taylor from LSU last week. Grady fouls it back and stays alive. Don't know what Augusta's rotation is going to look like. Didier Fuentes would be in line to start Tuesday in Fayetteville. Fuentes and Vargas would probably be the first two. 2-2. Softly hit to the left side of the infield. Cut off by Arxi Hernandez. Throws across his body for the second out of the inning. Couple lengthy at-bats from Drake and Grady, but nothing to show for it. Two up, two down against Tommy Vail. Grady 0-for-4 with four ground balls, all from the right side. Drew Compton's got his team-high 12th multi-hit game of the season. He's 2-for-3, including a double. As half the Augusta offense, the only run scored was Compton. He came home on a two-out double from Will Verdung to center field back in inning number one. Time is called. It's a pitch timer violation. Said so by Garrett Nelson behind the dish. Compton will begin the count ahead 1-0 after Vail didn't get in time. Fastball misses out. Two balls, no strikes. Compton now hitting 302, has overtaken Grady for the highest average in the team. Big swing from Drew Compton, pulls the head off just a little bit. Fastball has good run back to the left side from the lefty Vail. And it forced Compton to pull through. 2-1 from Tommy Vail. Compton fouls it off the helmet of Pineda and all the way over the netting. Just shows you the amount of mustard that was on that ricochet. We'll get a good look at everything Segra Stadium has to offer. Home of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. First and only trip there this season. Compton late on the fastball. Strike three. One, two, three, down in order go the Green Jackets. Drake, Grady, and Compton with two out of three striking out. A routine eighth for Tommy Vail. And we move on to the top of the ninth. DeLaine getting his work in.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at
SRP. Top of the ninth, Noah Adcock-Howarth on the Green Jacket Baseball Network from SRP Park. Pat Crowd has stuck around because they're promised fireworks, but we're in the ninth inning and we're still 20 minutes away from sunset, so they might have to wait just a tad unless this ninth inning goes long. Cannonball is leading 6-1 as they hunt their fourth consecutive win here at SRP Park, trying to finish the series, taking 5 of 6. First pitch from DeLaine to Javier Mora is a slider off the outside corner. Mora 0-for-3 with two strikeouts and a double play that was turned 4-3 on an acrobatic attempt by Luis Sanchez. Three-quarter swing. Mora couldn't stop his bat. Nothing in two. Don't have the official attendance in just yet, but it's a very good crowd on Memorial Day weekend, and they've been treated to a good game, although the Cannonballers have pulled away late. Slider, called a strike. Video board had that the count was already 1-2, but had not rung up. Slider on the corner, and now it's 1-2. DeLaine, multiple innings. He's done that nearly every game this year. Was able to come in and retire Mikey Kane on a strikeout, looking with Hernandez at first. DeLaine has now stranded 5 of 6 base runners he's inherited this year. Very quietly, a respectable relief season. DeLaine has been effective time and again. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Javier Mora. DeLaine from the stretch. Cutter just off the inside corner. Tried to come back to that inner edge. Cut fastball and 89. Payoff pitch to Mora with the top of the order waiting in the wings. In the dirt, ball 4. Mora's on for the first time today. That gives a chance for Nishida. Just the 6th walk of the summer for DeLaine. Leadoff man is on for the Cannonballers for the 2nd inning out of the last 3. Nishida 1-for-2. He's walked in each of his last 2 plate appearances. Olsovsky stays tight at 3rd in case Nishida tries to drop a bunt down. He's not showing bunt, and he takes the cut fastball on the inside corner at 89. Nishida leading the Carolina League in runs scored and walks. He has a run and 2 walks today to add to those totals. 0-1, flared up the middle, base hit. Multi-hit day for Riku Nishida. Just gets on base time and again. They're not hard hit. The hardest hit ball of his week was the only time he's been out today. Fly out to deep right center field. He caught a barrel but just didn't quite have enough juice behind it to get it over the wall. But since then, taking walks, guiding the ball where the defense isn't. That time it's just stroked up the middle. Back-to-back men reaching against DeLaine to begin this ninth inning. Two on, nobody out for Albert Senesian. Called a strike on the first pitch fastball. Asian taking it in towards the center. Albertson 0 for 4 with two strikeouts and two groundouts to shortstop, but that first grounder scored Nishida back in inning number one. Breaking ball dives off the face of the earth, and Asian can't stop himself. 0-2 on the green, or the cannonball or right fielder. Long look in from DeLaNay. Brings the black glove to the belt. Big lead at second for Mora, not being held on. Slider hung, and it's crushed into right center field. Drake dives, can't make the catch. A late break for Mora. He'll be waved around to the plate. The throw is cut off. No secondary relay. RBI double for Albert Senesian. 22nd RBI of the season. Nishida scurries over to third base. Mora had to wait to make sure Drake didn't make that catch. But he's still able to score without a throw after Sanchez cut it off. Didn't have a play anywhere. Asian hustles into second. 1 for 5 Day with 2 RBIs for him. 2 on, nobody out in the 9th inning. Cannonballers have scored 5 runs and counting in the final 3 frames. Two in scoring position. First pitch ground ball to first base. That'll bring a run home off the bat of Caden Connor. Verdung steps on first. Connor 1 for 5 with an RBI. That's his team leading 40th of the season. Nishida trots home, and the score is 8-1. Just hit after hit. Boy, howdy, this is some kind of offense for Kannapolis. Man at third, one out. Luis Pineda chops it down the third baseline, a foul ball. Runner broke for the plate, but Asian will have to retreat back to third base. Up to 90, that's about as hard as we've seen DeLaNay throw this season, getting a little bit more behind the baseball. Cannonballers trying to put the icing on the cake of their fourth straight win, 0-1 to Pineda. And the cutter is fouled back into the net. Pineda out in front a tad. Still has a strike to work with. We'll see if anything changes tomorrow. We're starting to get into the time of year where you feel like there's a new roster almost every 2 days. Roster updates fast and furious as the needs change at the top and trickle down, and performance warrants going higher or lower. Slider backs up on DeLaNay, ball one. Drew McDaniel already got promoted to Winston-Salem after starting on Tuesday. Mark McLaughlin went back down to the ACL. Everett Hazelwood, who may be done through yesterday, got the win. He came down. Cutter outside, ball two. Green Jackets have made moves out of necessity. The hope is Jacob Godman will be back sooner rather than later from that thumb injury that put him on the IL on Wednesday morning. 2-2 to Pineda. Inside to run the count full. Cam McGee began a rehab assignment yesterday in the FCL. Complex League is off today, but he'll probably need a week or so more at minimum as he rehabs from a hamstring injury. 3-2. Called a ball. A ball off the outside corner. That is not a strike by the definition of the law, but it has been one all night until just now. Second walk of the inning issued by DeLaNay. Men at the corners, one out. Dawson Diamond coming out. Green Jackets have a righty throwing in the pen once again. Looks like Heomar Diaz. Augusta is in dire need of an off day. The day off tomorrow will be huge. And whether it's Fuentes or anybody else that gets the start on Tuesday, there's going to need to be some longevity out of the bullpen. Those starters that can give you something more than 4 or 5 innings are going to be at a premium. Fuentes is still being treated with kid gloves at just 18 years of age. Luis Vargas could give you 7 or more if you really needed him to, and he's probably in line to start Wednesday. The fact that both Bauman and Meyer only went 1 inning yesterday could potentially confound that rotation. But you just never know. Two aboard, first pitch slider misses high to Drake Logan, who's 1-for-4, had an RBI single off of Sanchez back in the eighth. Scored the first of three runs allowed by Juan Sanchez in his Green Jacket debut. Cutter popped up towards third base. Olsovsky calling for it, makes his presence known, and retires the batter. Logan goes down for the fourth time in five tries. Cutter in on the hands. Almost looked like that one was more of a sinker running in. Delanado's good with the fastball for the second out. Two in, two on, two out. Ryan Burrows is the seventh man to hit. Had a double, an RBI, and a run scored last inning. First pitch on the inside corner at 88. That one is definitely running towards the arm side on the fastball. Delanado's had a lot of work with Elvin Nina and pitching coordinator Bo Henning this week. Into shallow right field. There's another bloop base hit. Falls for Burrows. A multi-hit day for him. As Cian scores, Pineda up to second base, 9-1. Six runs in the last two innings. The last three all have gone against Delaney. Arxie Hernandez is the eighth hitter of this inning. Delaney goes back to the rosin bag. Nine runs on 13 hits for the Cannonballers. One run on just four hits for Augusta. First pitch of the ninth to Arxie is called a strike. Hernandez, a homer, a triple, a hit by pitch, been on base three times in four tries. Hitting 234 on the season, a good get right week for him. Can't hold back on the breaking ball. Nothing in two. Arxie 8-for-18 with five RBIs this week. Hitting 444 and counting. No balls and two strikes. Substantial lead for Vail to protect in the ninth. All the run support he could desire. 0-2. Into center field. Off the end of the bat. Another base hit. Pineda coming home. The throw comes into second. RBI single from Arxie. The bloops. Death by a thousand paper cuts. That's what chased Adam Meyer in the first yesterday. And Delaney. And really every pitcher that's thrown today has fallen victim to it. Score is 10-1, and Winston Sawyer's out. He's seen enough. Delaney records three outs. Four runs charged to him in the ninth, and the Green Jackets will bring in their fourth reliever of the ball game, 10-1.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at
SRP. Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen for the fourth time today. Heomar Diaz replaces Adele Delaney. There's currently not a third baseman on the field. Joe Olsovsky has been pulled. Diego Benitez is going to come in. He just tried to toss a ball to Lakehair Figueroa to warm up, and now it's just sitting in right center field. So Winston Sawyer's trying to make some sort of change. He's communicating best he can with Garrett Nelson. Benitez and Figueroa will switch. Benitez hasn't played anywhere but shortstop this season other than DH, so you figured that was coming. Figueroa moves over to third base. Benitez in at short. Benitez will be in the nine hole, so he'll be due up sixth if it gets there. Green Jackets, whenever we get to the bottom of the ninth, we'll have Verdung, Sanchez, and Figueroa. Heomar Diaz, 0-2, 4 saves in 10 games, a 2-4 ERA, got hit around a little bit in his last outing. Threw on May 23rd, so 2 days of rest for him. Men at first and third, two outs. First pitch is swung on by Mikey Kane and fouled back. Diaz, 3 innings, a career high in that Thursday game that Kannapolis won 11-6. 5 hits, 3 walks, 3 runs, and 4 punchouts. Kane's 3-for-4 today. Takes a slider on the inside corner. Diaz fastball slider, changeup. 10-1 game Cannonballers. They've scored 7 runs in the last 2 innings, 8 in the last 3, and 9 unanswered since it was 1-1 in the first. Breaking ball, low ball 1. Green Jackets will not be any happier this week than they are when the Cannonballers bus pulls away for the final time from SRP Park. Two teams will see each other just once more. It'll be a 3-game set in the back half of the season. Ground ball up the middle to Luis Sanchez. He steps on the bag. Half inning still to play. And the Cannonballers, for the 3rd game in a row, have opened it up. It's 10-1.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data cap. All for only $30 a month. Wow. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Bottom nine, 10-1. Noah Adcock Howarth with you on the Sunday getaway day. These two teams, we mentioned it right before entering the break. July 19th through 21st, we'll play a 3-game set at Atrium Health Ballpark. In the final meeting between these two teams, Kannapolis, if they hold on in a 10-1 ball game, which odds are in their favor, they will have now won 8 of the 12 meetings against the Green Jackets this season. By the time we get to that meeting, that's 2 months down the road. It's the back half of the season, and it's the first series after the draft. There's no FCL anymore, so you won't likely see many, if any, draft picks. But if nothing else, that series will be met with a lot of excitement by both these organizations, simply because that's what an influx of 25 new players to the organization does. Will Verdung leading off the bottom of the ninth against Tommy Vail, who retired the top of the order in quick succession in the 8th. Now it will be a dark period of time for some of the players currently in the organization, as there is a roster cap on how many and full set of minor league teams can have in one parent club. So there will be some good ball players that are looking for a home, that lose their affiliation as a pro ball players, because they get replaced by draftees. That's just how it goes ever since they added that as part of the collective bargaining agreement that got minor league baseball a players association and a whole lot of the upgrades to quality of life and quality of play that have come in recent years. Fastball fouled back. 2 strikes on Will Verdung, who's 1-for-3, had an RBI double back in the first. Still the only run scored by Augusta. 2-2. Verdung digs in. And Vail comes to a stretch. Fastball fouled back. Will Verdung stays alive. He'll be followed by Sanchez and Figueroa. That's at least who's due up. Sanchez is in the on-deck circle. Figueroa did move from short to third when Benitez came in. But he'll probably still hit. Olsovsky got pulled. Benitez getting a chance to come in. Verdung swinging a miss, strike three. Third strikeout in four batters for Tommy Vail. Lefty is powering through this order. Vail's gone four consecutive scoreless outings, has not allowed a run in the month of May. He's through 8 1/3 scoreless in five outings counting today. Luis Sanchez is 0-for-3. First pitch, a 50-footer, if that. Breaking ball just spiked straight into the grass. That looked like a celebrity first pitch bouncing in towards the catcher. Vail shakes it off, and he's behind 1-0. White Sox will be right up towards the top of the draft, and they will certainly have their pick of a whole lot of top talent. Fastball inside, ball two. Braves are selecting down in the mid-20s. It's been a pitcher-heavy draft, especially early in the last couple seasons. White Sox have the fifth overall pick, and although Sanchez, that pitch was behind him, and he seems a little bit shaken up, or at least frustrated. Tommy Vail grimaces and smirks his way back onto the mound. It's an errant miss. It's a draft this year on the 3-0 that's popped up. Sanchez swinging away and fouls it down the right field line. That some feel is weaker in terms of overall depth in the first round. But if you're looking for something in the top five, you're going to find an interesting option one way or another. White Sox at that fifth slot will have their choice whether they want to go pitcher, prep infielder, or a college bat. There's a lot of college bats this year. Sanchez, a half-hearted swing on a high fastball from 3-0 to 3-2. Vail has found his command. Clouds forming and sun falling, starting to darken in anticipation of fireworks. Sanchez takes it low and inside, ball four. Luis is on for the first time today. First base runner allowed by Tommy Vail. We're still just shy of 2 months away from the first day of the draft. As of now, MLB Pipeline's recent mock draft has Braden Montgomery, the outfielder from Texas A&M, going to the White Sox. But rumors have it that Chicago has talked to any of the top nine prospects this year, and there could be a lot of shakeup between now and then. Lakehair Figueroa steps in and fouls it away. Figgy's 1-for-3. The top of the draft is generally regarded as three players. Charlie Condon from Georgia, who we saw here at SRP Park when they played Georgia Southern here, and he was hammering windows out in the clubhouse apartment building behind the video board in left field. Tomahawk chop starts from the Braves faithful in attendance, and there are many. It's why the Braves have the Buzz Fest and why they have these bright red jerseys all together. 0-2 on Figueroa. Fastball inside corner. Figueroa down looking on three pitches for out number two. But Condon, who is setting home run records in the BB Corps era, is still hitting well over 300, is an interesting prospect. Could be a third baseman, could be an outfielder long term. Travis Bazana out of Oregon State, the Australian second baseman, is one of the best pure hitters in the class as Robert Gonzalez takes a fastball low. Gonzalez, two walks and a ground out. And then there's Jack Caglione, the two-way out of Florida, who is a first-round talent on the mound and at the plate. Ripped to second base, knocked down by Mora, couldn't make the catch, but flipped to second base anyway. It fell right at his feet. Two hitless innings for Vail, and the Cannonballers take 5-of-6. 10-1, Kannapolis explodes late. They were only kept down for so long. And they steal four in a row to close out the week. Kannapolis now 26-18. And they remain in sole possession of first place. Kannapolis will be 2.5 games still as Columbus won tonight. Green Jackets fall to 18-26. 8 games back of Kannapolis and 8 games under 500. Two teams with reverse records going in reverse direction. The win goes to Lucas Gordon. And what an outing he had. A career high 7 innings, just 1 run allowed. Came in the first inning and then he settled back in to the tune of 6 straight zeros. Gordon's now 2-1. Gets his first win against the Green Jackets in 2 tries. The loss goes to Cade Keeler, who, again, another outing in which he does not get a ton of run support. 4 innings, 2 runs, 3 hits, and 2 strikeouts. So allowed just 2 earned, but left with a 2-run deficit, and then the ball game got lopsided when the bullpen came in. Corey Wall went 2 innings scoreless, allowed 1 run in his 3rd frame of work. We don't expect Wall to stick around very long. It would be a shock if he's not returned back to Rome after this game. Just came down because he was available, and there was a desperate need for arms here at SRP Park. Juan Sanchez makes his single-A debut, gives up 3 runs in an inning, or in 2/3 of an inning. Adel Delaney gives up 4 in 1 before Heomar Diaz gets the final out necessary to send this ballgame to the bottom of the 9th and then send us into a final. No save tonight, 10-1 game. But Keeler is now 1-4. He has an ERA of 3.6, and Gordon has dropped his ERA under 2, 1.98, and a 2-1 record. Take one last look around the Carolina League just for the one other game that had yet to go final. That was Charleston, who was putting the finishing touches on an absolute whooping in a very one-sided contest, and they ended up winning by a final score of 8-0 against Down East. Kannapolis back at it tomorrow. They do not get a day off until Tuesday, hosting the Columbia Fireflies in a matchup between the top 2 teams in the South Division. They will be off on Tuesday and then finish the 5-game series Wednesday through Sunday at Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis. Green Jackets are on the road, their first and only trip to Fayetteville at Segra Stadium to see the Woodpeckers, who have lost 7 of their last 10, but so have the Green Jackets. Two teams on the wrong side of 500. We'll be with you on Green Jacket Radio, available on greenjacketsbaseball.com for all 6 ball games in that. First pitch is 7:05. We'll be live at 6:55 from Segra Stadium on Tuesday. Cannonballers take 5 of 6. The offense puts up double figures in 3 of the last 4 ball games and put up 8 or more in 4 out of 6. For Wes Cooper and our entire crew, I've been Noah Adcock-Howeth. 10-1 is your final. Kannapolis on a roll. They'll have the ball against the Fireflies tomorrow evening in one of the very few minor league ball games that will be played tomorrow. Stay safe. Enjoy the long weekend. Have an impactful and enjoyable Memorial Day. And we will see you on Tuesday live on the radio to get going for the set against the Woodpeckers. Have a great night.